alignment with the truth of who you are, and only in that alignment will you ever feel joy. So it turns out that your quest for joy, your quest for alignment, your quest for homecoming, your quest for being wrapped around who you are is how you find your joy. It's how you fulfill your reason for being. It's how you be who you've come forth to be. It's everything. It's everything.
Great.
Esther will say sometimes, I watch that because I want to be informed, or I watch it because it's interesting. And we say, if you do anything for any other reason than you think that it will make you feel better than you are now feeling, it's not a good enough reason as far as we are concerned. We would never do anything for any other reason than we think in the doing of it, it will give us a euphoric feeling and a feeling of alignment, an appreciative feeling. And as that becomes your quest, you teach your ego into alignment with your source, and then you become the being that you really are.
Great. Thank you very much.
Yes, indeed. Can you feel yourselves becoming the being that you are?
Yes.
And in any moment that you recognize that you might not be, does it matter?
No.
Because you know what to do?
Yes.
And because you have all the options, and because you can put your boat in the stream anywhere, and because the stream always flows to who you are and what you want, so you can torture yourself or not, you can tease yourself or not. It's up to you. In other words, you cannot hurt anyone other than yourself. You cannot hold anyone apart. You can be an influencer, but you are the creator of your experience. Isn't that nice to know?
Yes.
Doesn't it make you want to lighten up? Doesn't it make
yes.
you want to be the vibrational being that you are?
Yes.
Hi.
I
first wanted to thank you for, Abraham, for deciding to do what you've done to help all of us and everyone in the world to realize that the alignment is possible.
Well, all of that goes to you. It goes to Jerry and Esther. They open the vortex. It goes to you because you keep summoning through. It goes to you because you come forth to live this life. It goes to you because the contrast keeps summoning. We are all in this together, and your appreciation is reflected back to you in the exact energy that you have reflected it to us. And doesn't it ever feel good?
Absolutely.
Yes. Yes.
So I just wanted to end this gathering here with some clarification and some expansion from you on a few thoughts. And the first one is, the game is rigged in our favor.
Well, those words are absolutely accurate and not nearly strong enough. In other words, success is certain, and your well-being is absolute, and the promise of who you are is never-ending, and all of the resources of the universe are queued up for you. Absolutely. Everything is in your favor. And to your credit, you're pretty good at keeping that from happening. It takes a lot of ego to do that.
Excellent. And the second idea is that we are all instruments of the divine.
Again, lovely words. We want to take it further. You are the divine. You're not puppets or instruments. You're extensions of same. And only when you pinch yourself off a little bit from who you really are do you suffer. And when you come into alignment with who you are, it is sublime.
Excellent.
This is so good, you'd think we'd rehearsed it together.
One of my favorite quotes from the Bible, Matthew chapter 5, verse 48, which says, "Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect."
Eh.